Justice Crew from Friday to Sunday, and before that, Lissa Hammond with the Moon Girl, and Joan Armour Trading, another taking from her, All the Way to America. Brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories, South Africa wants citizens in the Middle East to return home. Minister Kubai defends the no-name law, and Transnet's debt increases to over 144 billion rand. The South African government has called on its citizens who are in the Middle East to leave the region. The conflict between America, Israel and Iran has continued into its fifth day, with heavy attacks expected to continue. Both America and Israel have vowed to intensify attacks against Iran. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says people in the region should take advantage of the limited commercial flights available and return to South Africa. Meanwhile, the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has caused uncertainty in global markets. Brent crude oil prices have increased since the beginning of this week, and there are fears that oil supply may be affected. Some South African garages have already run out of fuel this week, and investors have cautioned about oil supply disruptions due to the conflict. The conflict has raised concerns about the possible blockade of the Straits of Hormuz, which is an important route for global oil supply. The increase in oil prices is also expected to affect inflation in many countries, as central banks were considering reducing interest rates. The Minister of Justice, Mamoloko Kubaya, says the matter of the no-name law protects the victim of sexual offence. Gender-based violence activist Caroline Peters is challenging the law that prevents the publication of the names of suspects before they formally plead in court. She argues that the law is unconstitutional and restricts freedom of expression and open justice. However, Kubaya's legal team says the identities of sexual offence victims could only be revealed indirectly through media reporting if the law is not implemented. The Western Cape law enforcement officials impounded 8 vehicles in Atlantis yesterday for breaking various rules of the road. The vehicles included minibus taxis that operated without valid operating licenses. Multiple law enforcement agencies targeted minibus taxi operators through the strategic vehicle checking points in the area. The MEC for Mobility, Isaac Seleku, says the operations follow an escalation in violence and intimidation related to the taxi industry. The Auditor General Business Unit Leader Madimolo Singo says Transnet must generate enough cash flow to fund its capital expenditure operations and service its debt. Singo briefed the Standing Committee on Public Accounts yesterday on Transnet's latest audit outcomes and financial performance. She told the committee that the company's financial position had worsened, with debt rising from 137.6 billion rand to 144.8 billion rand. The United States of America has imposed sanctions on the Rwanda Defense Force and senior military officials. Sanctions follow Rwanda's alleged role in the fighting in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Rwandan government denies allegations that it is assisting M23 rebels. The US Treasury Department says the rebels would not have been successful without Rwanda's assistance. Sports news. The Proteas T20 World Cup dream turned into a nightmare when they lost to New Zealand by 9 wickets in the T20 World Cup semi-finals. South Africa's batsmen faltered at 77 for 5 before Marco Janssen and Tristan Stubbs took the score to 169 for 8. Finn Allen and Tim Seifert attacked the Proteas bowlers mercilessly, while Allen smashed an unbeaten century of just 33 balls. Coach Shukiri Conrad says the Kiwis were simply the better team on the night and the Proteas couldn't find their momentum. Financials. Gold selling at $5,188.26 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $83.72. US dollar 16.39, the British pound 21.87, and the euro 19 rand 4. A Bitcoin $72,403.44. And that's all for this bulletin. Your next news is at 8. Moving to the weather now, having another look at the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. Severe weather alerts. There are severe thunderstorm, a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms, resulting in localized flooding and damage to settlements, property and vehicles. This expected over Dr. Beir Nordea, Blue Crane Route, Makana, Chris Harney, Jodgabi, Amatola.